Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Ernst & Young says customer wallets managed by the defunct crypto exchange Quadriga CX are empty. Ernst & Young notes it also has found evidence of unusual trading activity. The company was tasked with managing the closure of Quadriga CX following the reported death of its founder. Around $140 million worth of cryptocurrencies were said to be held by the company, with their CEO having only access to the digital repository. Gorilla Glass maker Corning is developing a bendable glass for foldable phones. The folding Samsung Galaxy Fold and the Huawei Mate 10 have plastic displays. Corning SVP called the plastic screens a step back for durability. Corning is developing a 0.1 mm thick bendable glass. Chinese hackers targeted 27 universities to steal maritime military research, according to a security company, High Defense. The email spear phishing campaign targeted the University of Hawaii, the University of Washington, MIT, and others. Many details are still undisclosed due to ongoing investigations. Amazon is under fire yet again for its ties to anti-vaccination groups, according to a report from The Guardian. The company has allowed 4 major anti-vaccination groups, the National Vaccine Information Center, Age of Autism, Learn the Risk, and Physicians for Informed Consent, to raise money through its Amazon Smile program. Other smaller anti-vaccine organizations are also in the program, although it is unclear how much any of them have raised through the Amazon Smile program. Google Glass may not have exactly set the world on fire with its vision of augmented reality, wearable future, but it got a second life back in 2017 with the Google Glass Enterprise Edition, and now leaks for the second generation model of its enterprise version are starting to appear, with Google set to add boosted specs and a USB-C port. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.